In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Yesterday we spoke about begging, and today, if you get what I'm speaking, if the Holy Spirit reveals this to you, our lives would be completely changed. Yesterday we talked about the man at the beautiful gate who was a beggar, and I said a begging mentality always led to compromise. You know, the woman who wants to keep the man that's impregnated her, and she'll do anything, even having an abortion, and it'll compromise, he'll dump her anyway. And it leads to prostitution, you know, prostitute ourselves to really sin against who we are. Today, I'm talking about begging in relationship to God. So that's what we're going to be doing today as we look again at the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. This is the first mighty act that happened after the Pentecost. This is what God did through the apostles after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance, after they prophesied that your young men shall dream dreams and your old men shall see visions. And then they went out and they preached to 3,000 people who became part of the church that day, because it was the Feast of Shavuot. It was the Feast of the Giving of the Law. It was the Feast of Pentecost, and 3,000 people were cut to the heart, and they repented and became believers in Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Rochelle, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, in the third chapter, we see the mighty acts of God starting to come about, because Jesus said, it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus said. And it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict you of sin, and you shall do greater things than I, because I go to the Father. Oh yes, you shall, the lame shall walk, the blind shall see, and the dead shall be raised. And now, Peter and John are on their way to the temple. They never stop being Jews. You must remember that. They never stop being Jews. They were on their way to the temple service to pray, because they are Jews. They are Jews. And they're on their way to the temple service to pray. Now, Peter and John were going up to the temple area for the 3 o'clock hour of prayer. They're Jews. And the man crippled from birth was carried and placed at the gate of the temple. And the name of the gate was called the Beautiful Gate. And every day he went to beg for alms. Oh, yes. Give me some money. I'm so poor. I cannot walk. I cannot move. And so he went to beg from the alms from people who entered the temple, because he realized these people were good people, maybe righteous people, and maybe he put himself in the temple area because he would get a pretty good sum of money. You know what I'm saying? He's not stupid. He might be lame, but he's not stupid. And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. Oh, money, please. But Peter looked intently at him, and so did John. And he said, beggar, look at us. And he paid attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk. And then Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately the beggar's feet and ankles grew strong. He leapt and stood and walked around and went into the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. Then all the people saw him walking and praising God. They recognized him as the one who used to sit begging. Well, when I heard this reading on Wednesday night, it was the liturgical reading, the word beg kept on coming. Beg, beg, beg. And I said, you know what? We're nothing but beggars when it comes to God. We're all saying to God, oh, please, God, just a couple of crumbs. That's all I want is a couple of crumbs. Please, God. As if God were the cheapest person in the whole world. As if God did not give us his own son. As if God did not send Jesus to die for us. As if God did not give us the Holy Spirit, and that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. But here we are begging. We're looking for crumbs. We're looking for crumbs. We're looking for crumbs from God. When the Lord said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When the Lord said, those who believe in Jesus become the sons of God, not the sons of the devil, but the sons of God, that we have that relationship through the blood of the Lamb, that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, we are the sons of God. We are the sons of God. And as sons, we do not beg from God. We do not beg from God. We do not beg from God. But we can boldly go into the Holy of Holies, and we can boldly present through the blood of Jesus our request and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. Let me tell you just what happened yesterday as I finished this talk yesterday. And I spoke about begging, and it leads us to compromise and prostitution. Well, when I was, you know, you never know what's going to happen at Holy Rosary. You just never know what's going to happen at Holy Rosary. You never know. So Eleanor drove me home, and I had to go bring some people Holy Communion, and there was a man who said, Father, we brought Anne-Marie back. Now, Anne-Marie is the woman we prayed with last week who had cancer, okay? As a result of the cancer in her brain, she took a stroke, all right? So anyway, I get into the automobile, and I put my hand upon Anne-Marie's head, and I begin to pray. I begin to pray as a son. I don't begin to pray as a beggar. I begin to pray as a son. I begin to pray as the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. I begin to pray as a son, not as a beggar. And I say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, these spider tumors die. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, 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 through the risen Christ who died and rose from the dead. And so I pray. And I said, come on, Anne-Marie, we're going to get out of the car. We're going to start walking. She says, I can't walk. I said, do you think we're praying for nothing? Come on. So the husband got her, and I got her, and we start walking. And Anne-Marie started walking like she never walked before. Like she never, my Lord. She was a little afraid, but she's walking. She's walking. She's walking. She's walking. She's walking. Oh, yes, we were holding it, but I'm telling you, she's walking. The husband said, she's not done this. I said, well, you know what? That's why we're praying. And you know what he said? Next week, I'm coming back. Next week, I'm coming, because we're not praying like beggars. We're praying like sons. We're praying like sons. We're praying like sons. He who did not spare his own son, Jesus Christ, who gave him up on the cross out of love for us, will he not give us all things beside? That's what the Bible says. He who did not spare his own son, but sent him as an expiation for our sins, will he not give us all things beside? So when we pray, we do not pray, oh, oh, give me some alms. Oh, Lord, just a couple of crumbs. Oh, Jesus said, the blind shall see, the deaf shall hear, the dead shall be raised. And then we have to step out and do what he said. We have to step out and do what he says. We have to step out and do what he says. That's what we have to do as sons, not as beggars. Most people approaching the throne of God, oh, I'm not worthy. Oh, I'm not worthy. No one's worthy, only the Lamb. Only the Lamb that was slain is worthy. But we do not come on our own authority. We do not come in our own name. We come as children of God. We come as the sons of God. We come believing that God has given us his Holy Spirit, and that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. We come believing what Jesus said, you shall do greater things than I, because I go to the Father. We do not come sitting at the beautiful gate begging God. No! There is no begging of God. God is intimately involved in our lives. God is intimately in love with his people. God sent his son, and he shed his blood for you and for me. Will he not give us all things besides? We are not into this begging situation, because to beg means that we are not the children of God. It means that we are slaves, and we are slaves no longer. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for our sins. Father, reveal to us that we're sons. Reveal to us that we're daughters. Reveal to us that the Spirit of God dwells in us, the Spirit that cries, Abba, 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 Father, Father, Father. Reveal it to us by the Holy Spirit, because you know what, Lord, we still think we're slaves. We still think that we're going to look for crumbs. We still think that you don't really care about us. Forgive us, oh God. 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 Well, Peter and John knew who they were. They walked by that beautiful gate. They had seen this man so many times. Jesus had seen this man so many times because this was his station. By the beautiful gate near the temple, collecting his money. He's on the dole, okay? He's on the dole. He's on the dole. He's collecting SSI, you know? And you know, there's nothing wrong with collecting SSI. When you need to collect SSI, you collect SSI. There's no problem with SSI, I'm telling you. But I am telling you, when the Lord Jesus Christ healed you, you get off of SSI. When the Lord Jesus Christ healed you and you start jumping and leaping and praising God, you don't sit by the beautiful gate anymore begging. No, because you start jumping and you start leaping and you start praising God. And what else do you start doing? You start telling everybody, oh, I once was lame, but watch me dance now. I can dance the Jewish dance now with the men. Watch me dance now. Oh, can you just see him? Can you just see him on the Sabbath? Can you just see him dancing as they're singing about the law? Can you just see him dancing? And everybody's saying, he's the one. He's the one. He's the one. He's the one that used to sit by the beautiful gate. He's the one. What are we going to do with this man? He's the one. He's the one. This is because of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the name of Jesus, by the glory of the name of Jesus, this man has been restored. What are we going to do with this man? We've got to put this man in jail. We've got to put Peter and John in jail. We've got to tell them, don't preach anymore in the name of Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? This man is the first sign of the resurrection. Glory to God. And you know, the sign is that he didn't know how to walk. And I'm going to tell you, most of us as Christians don't know how to walk. We don't know how to walk. We don't know how to walk. We're crawling. We're still crawling. Oh, I've been born again. I've been born again. Yeah, we're still crawling. We're still crawling. We're still begging. When God doesn't want us to beg, he wants us to worship him. He wants us to praise him. He wants us to adore him. He wants us to lift our heads and sing praises unto the Lord. He wants us to just be his children and to adore him and worship him and receive the Eucharist. Oh God, I don't need crumbs. I've got the body and blood of the Lord. I don't need crumbs. I've got the Eucharist. I've got Jesus. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. I don't need crumbs. I don't need crumbs. I don't need crumbs. Why? Because I'm a son of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Beloved, we are God's sons now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, but we know when it comes to light, we shall be with him, for we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And there's no need of begging. There's a need of declaring. There's no need of begging. There's a need of entering into the Holy of Holies with boldness. For the Word of God says we can enter into the Holy of Holies with boldness. We can enter into the Holy of Holies with boldness. We can come before the throne of God with boldness. Why? Because I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And the same life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, it is no longer I who live. You might see me in my big body, but it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not live on my own. I do not live by my own power. Oh, I am completely dependent upon the one who has made me a son of God, who has made me a son of God. I am a son of God. I am a son of the Father. I have been adopted through the blood of Jesus. You are a son of God. You are a son of the Father. You have been adopted through the blood of Jesus. You do not need to beg with your little cup saying, oh Lord, give me a crumb. I need a crumb. I need a crumb. We do not know who we are, and because we do not know who we are, we have no idea of what God wants for us, and because we have no idea of what God wants for us, you know what we do in our churches? We have bean suppers. That's right. Let's have a bean supper to raise money. Oh, yeah, it's all about bean suppers, my Lord. And then let's have a ham supper. You know, I don't mind having suppers. I do have suppers. I used to have suppers, but we used to have one in March, Gaelic and garlic. That's right, Gaelic. We used to have Irish bread and garlic. We used to have a nice Italian food with sausages and meatballs and pasta and beautiful antipasto. But all the money we got went to somebody else. All the money we got went to pro-life. It did not come to us. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I don't mind having dinners for other people. I don't want to have dinners for myself. I don't mind doing this for other people. They were going to have a being supper for other people, because you know what? We're the children of God, and we should be giving, and we should not be only receiving. Oh, yeah, we're the children of God. We're the head, and we're not the tail. That's right. We're the head, and we're not the tail. The horse doesn't sit on us. We're the head, but we're not to be the head and be, I am the head, and I am so great. No, we are the head, that we are givers. We are the head so that we can love. We are the head so that we can wash one another's feet. We are the head because we are called to serve. We are the head because we are called to give. We are the head because we are called to be light in a world where there is no light. Listen, it's not this, I'm a king's kid and I deserve this. I deserve nothing but what he won for me. He calls me to do likewise what he did. And on the night before he died, he did two things. He gave us his body and his blood, and he said, eat, eat. And if Christians and Catholics and priests and lay people don't say to people, take and eat, this is my body. Take and eat, this is my body also. You know what? People should be chewing on us. People should be chewing on us. We become what we eat. We eat the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. People should be chewing on us. That's right. And it should be a little inconvenient and a little crazy, just like it was in the life of Jesus. But not only that, he washed feet. Oh yes, he washed feet. Like a slave, he washed feet. You know why? Because the slave washed feet. And he said to Peter, if I do not wash you, you have no part in me, because this is a sign of what's going to happen tomorrow. I am going to the cross, and I am going to wash you. I'm going to wash you with my blood, with the precious blood. I'm going to wash you. But then the Lord says, you call me teacher and Lord, and so I am. And so your teacher and Lord, your teacher and Lord, you must do likewise. Oh yes, we are the head because we are the givers. We are the head because we are the servants. We are the head because we are the slaves. We are the head because we are the sons. We are the head because we are the light. Because of him, 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 because of him. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. You're a son of God. Know who you are. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, as it is in heaven. That's the vision of Jesus. Listen, oh, how can you just sit there by the beautiful gate begging God? Don't you dare beg God. Stand up and say, Father, I'm a son. I'm a daughter wrought with the blood of the Lamb. Lord, my son has cancer. Heal my son by the power of the blood. My Lord, oh, I heard this reading read on Wednesday, and I heard David Brooks read beggar, 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 and I said, that's just what we are. We're all beggars, and God has made us his children. God has made us his sons at the price of the blood of the Lamb. That the Son has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. The Son has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. And we are with him, for where the head is, there we are. Do you not know, beloved, that we sit with Christ in heavenly places, my Lord and my God, and we are just beggars. Throw away your tin cup today, beloved. Throw it away. Know who you are. Ask for the grace, G-R-A-C-E, to know you are a son of God. Ask for the grace that you can say, Abba, Father, through the Holy Ghost. Ask for the grace that you can come into his presence boldly. Ask for the grace that you would be a giver. Ask for the grace that people would come and eat you as well as the Eucharist. Oh yes, come and eat me. That's right. Take and eat. This is my body. I'm going to tell you, if the priest who takes this bread and it becomes the body and blood of Christ, if he doesn't become bread to be broken, my God in heaven, he will pay on the last day. That's why you've got to pray for priests. And you've got to start by praying for me. Because you see, I every day take this bread, and it becomes the very body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the gift of the Holy Spirit. and I take this wine, and it becomes the poured out blood of the Lamb, the one sacrifice. And what did the Lord call the people to do at Passover? To eat the Lamb. And what do we do at the Eucharist? We eat the Lamb. We don't eat lamb cookies. I'm not eating lamb cookies. We are called to eat the Lamb at the Passover supper, not lamb cookies. I'll give you a cookie. It's not a cookie. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is the Lamb of God who destroyed Satan's sin and death and the grave. This is the Lamb. Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. And you see, if we don't become what we eat and people aren't munching off of us, then my Lord and my God, what good is it? It's just, we're just doing something and we're not becoming what we do. The priest does not say, take and eat, this is his body. He does not say that. The priest does not say, take and drink, this is his blood. The priest says, take and eat, this is my body. In the place of Christ, he says this. And if people are not chewing on us, I'm going to tell you, we've got it all wrong. And you know why they're not? Because first of all, most priests don't realize they're the sons of God. I'm just coming into this reality. How long has it taken me that I'm a son of God? Oh yes, I could say that, but I'm a son of God. I'm a son of God. The Lord looks at me through Christ and says, this is my beloved son. I love this guy. Oh yeah, he's a little loud, a little big, but I love this guy. I love this guy. Son of God, not a beggar, Son of God, not sitting by the beautiful gate, hoping, wishing that I'd get something, Son of God, in the beloved Jesus, not of myself. I've got nothing of myself. I have nothing to give of myself. What do I have? I don't have anything. I can't even go through the day victoriously without Jesus. And some days, even with Jesus, I at the end of the day, I put my hands on my head and say, oh God, I'm glad it's over. But even in my weakness, I'm a son of God. Even in my weakness, I'm a son of God. Even when I feel that, oh, I'm so defeated, I'm still a son of God. I'm not talking about being a he-man. I'm not talking about being a he-man. There are no he-men. But I will tell you this. God calls us to know who we are. That we are the children of God. We are the children of the light. We are the children wrought by Christ. We were born from his side. Even as Eve was born from the side of Adam. When blood and water flowed from the side of Jesus, we were born from the side of Christ, the new Adam. Oh, and underneath was our mother. Behold your mother. Behold your son. I could go on forever today, but I think I've given you enough. I think I've given you enough to munch on. You pray for the grace. I pray for the grace, Lord. To know I'm a son, to know I'm a daughter. I pray for the grace. This tape you need to get. You need to get this. You need to get this in your head. You need to get this in your spirit. You need to get this in your fingers. You need to get this in your toes. You need to get this. I don't often say that, do I? You don't hear me saying, get my tapes. You don't hear me saying, buy my tapes. You don't hear me saying those things. This tape you need to get. You need to get it. All right. All right. Tonight, come on now. It's not a surprise mass, but there is a mass. A surprise mass, we'll call it, at Holy Rosary at 7:30, followed by Eucharistic Adoration all night long. Holy Rosary. We're always doing something at the Holy Rosary. Come on now. Tonight, 7:30 mass, and after the 7:30 mass, we have what? Adoration all night. Why don't you come? Why don't you come and worship the Lord? Because you see, he called you to worship. Sons, worship the Lord. Daughters, worship the Lord. All right? That's tonight, 7:30. It's Friday. Let me also tell you this. Tonight, registration for the Eucharistic Congress is at 6 o'clock at St. Stephen's Church in the North End. This is for college people and young people older than college. Tonight at 6 p.m., registration. It's going to be a wonderful Eucharistic Congress, and you know what? You need to be there. Tonight at 6 p.m., registration to St. Stephen's Church in the North End. And tomorrow, registration at 10:30 a.m. At St. Stephen's Church, tomorrow, Saturday, the 29th of March. Eucharistic Congress, Saturday and Friday. That's tonight, the 28th, registration, St. Stephen's Church at 6 o'clock. Prayer at 7 o'clock in music. Father Matt will be there. Father Matt will be there. And, you know, he is the anointed man of God for the young people of the Archdiocese of Boston. And he is an anointed man of God. Okay. This Sunday, we're having Mercy Sunday at the Holy Rosary. Yeah, it's Mercy Sunday. People say, what's Mercy Sunday? Well, you know what? Come and see. Between 3 and 5 o'clock, Mercy Sunday at the Holy Rosary, and we will be hearing confessions, and we will be praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. So you come, you come, you come. And you know what? It's worth the ride to come to the 11 o'clock Mass. It's worth the ride to come to the 11 o'clock Mass. It's worth the ride on Sunday to come to the 11 o'clock Mass. And it's worth the ride to come to the 5:30 Mass on Saturday. Why? Why? Because at the 5:30 Mass afterwards, we pray for healing. That's right. And people get healed. It's worth the ride. And it's worth the ride to come and worship on a Sunday at 11 o'clock because we really are worshiping. We never finish unless an hour and 45 minutes. If you need to worship, you come on Sunday at 11 o'clock. Yes, we worship on Friday, on Saturday night at 5:30. But you know what? Afterwards, we worship some more and we pray for healing. Come. We're always doing something at the Holy Rosary. You know why? Because Jesus said, take and eat. This is my body. And you know what? Unless people are chewing on us, we will be condemned on the last day because we become what we eat. Oh, Lord, that we would become more your sons, more your daughters, and more like Jesus. That then when they look up, they would see only Jesus Christ. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.